Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject: her begging best friend. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm married to a great man and his sister lives with us. Unfortunately, okay, that is a period after unfortunately. My husband and his sister are besties, so when we go on dates, she goes with us. She's cool, but I don't want to always share my husband with her. I can't make her move out because the house belongs to her and my husband. We can't afford to move, so I have to take what I can get for now. My sister-in-law has a best friend that's always at our house, kicking it with her and drinking up all of our liquor and eating up whatever I cook. It drives me batty. She always needing things too. She borrowed money from my husband and it irritated me because he didn't tell me until afterwards. I told my sister-in-law that her begging best friend needs to stop acting like my husband is her best friend. She told me that her friend and my husband are close and it goes back to as far as junior high school. I did not say anything to her, but I let my husband have it because this woman is always in our space. And even when I'm not at home, even when my sister-in-law is not at home, I'm side-eyeing everything now. I asked my husband if he gives her money all the time, and he said she begs him for money. And she asks to use his car during the day, and he lets her use it while he's at work. He said he knew I would flip out if I knew she was in his car. He said he has no reason to lie to me about their relationship and he wouldn't have her in our home if there was something else going on. I still don't want her around, so I told him to tell his sister. He said he can't do that. What does he mean he can't do that? Now I am questioning everything. What am I missing? Your husband is wrong. I mean, right off the bat, your husband is just wrong. And let me rephrase that. Your husband is stupid and wrong. This is not how a married man should be carrying on. And he knows it. Why else is he keeping things from you? He's been lending her money and letting her use his car and not telling you. And we don't care if they've been friends forever since junior high school. They're grown now. Okay. Where is her house? He's not responsible for her. He's got a whole wife and a whole life and everything. And here's another question. Why is his sister living with you in the first place? I mean, I get that the house is their family house, but your husband is allowing his sister and her raggedy friend to get in the middle of your marriage. Don't you see that? You say you can't afford to move right now. now, but I'm thinking at the very least, it is time to start saving up for your own home. The best thing to do is to sell the house to a sister or buy a sister out so you guys can take that money and buy something of your own, something just for the two of you. Steve?
Well, Shirley, these people ain't got no money to do nothing you say. See, here's the whole problem in this letter. First of all, let me just say this. I'm not going to be able to say this dude in this letter. I just want to just go out on here and just say I'm not going to be able to save you. You have made too many open, stupid decisions that I'm not going to be. I can't justify nothing you did, dog. So now, I'm married to a great man, and his sister lives with us, unfortunately. His husband and his sisters are besties, so when we go on dates, she go with us. She cool, but I don't always want to share my husband with her. Now, here's a problem, though, Shirley. I can't make her move out because the house belongs to her and my husband.
Mm-hmm. Right.
See, that's why she can't make the sister move out.
Well, I get
that.
Because
the house is her and her husband. Yeah. And her husband can't go nowhere because she just said we can't afford to move. So now, they ain't going nowhere. They can't afford to move. They can't afford to save up. They ain't got no money. Now, here the problem is, the sister-in-law, the one that owned the house with her husband, she got this girlfriend that's always at the house kicking it, drinking up all the liquor, eating up whatever I done cook, and it drives me batty. Well, you know, she's always needing things, too. Now, here is the whole problem in this letter. She borrowed some money from my husband. And it irritated me because he didn't tell me until afterwards. I told my sister-in-law that her big and best friend need to stop acting like my husband is her friend. Uh-oh. She told me. Uh-oh. Her friend and my husband are close, and it goes back as far as junior high school. I done told y'all about these opposite sex friends. I have told.
Time and time again.
It don't ever lead to nothing good. You can't be in a relationship and have them people coming around. Now she talking about they been close ever since junior high. Kathy. I didn't say anything to her, but I let my husband have it because this woman is always in our space. Even when I'm not home. Wait a minute, hold up, dog. The woman is at the house when the wife ain't there?
Yeah.
Even when my sister-in-law is not home, the girl is still over there with your husband? I can't help him. I can't help him. And it gets worse.
Yeah.
He giving her money and she using the car. He let her use the car while he at work. What?
All right. Hang on, Steve.
I don't want to do this letter no more.
We'll have part two of your response, Steve, coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's strawberry letter subject, her begging best friend. We'll get back into it right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject, her begging best friend.
This woman is married to what she calls a great guy. They live in this house together, and their roommate is his sister, her husband's sister. And it's their house together. So she can't make them leave. She cool, but when they go on dates, she always go. And she don't always want to share her husband, but it's his sister, so she go on the dates too. The problem is she don't like that, and she got this friend that come over to the house. Her husband's sister got a friend come over to the house, and she beg all the time. She come over there, drink up all the liquor, eat all the food up and everything. And then here what set it off. She borrowed some money from her husband one time, and husband didn't tell her about it till he loaned her the money. So she went off on the sister-in-law and said, you got to talk to your friend, because your friend needs to stop acting like my husband is her friend. Well, then the sister-in-law dropped the bomb on her and said, well, they is friends.
They are.
And they've been friends since, no, they is. No, see, this is improper. So when you're in an improper situation, you got to use improper grammar.
Oh.
You can't be talking about that and all this here. This is. We is in some sugar honey iced tea right now.
Yeah, for real.
And so we got to figure this out. So, and they go far as junior high. I ain't say nothing to her, but I let my husband have it, because this woman is always in our space. Now, here the problem is, even when I'm not home, she at the house. And even when her sister-in-law ain't home and she ain't home, the woman is at the house with her husband. So now, she say she side-eyeing everything now. So then she asked her husband if he gives her money all the time, and she said she begs him for money and to use his car during the day, and he lets her use it while he at work. He said he knew I would flip out if I knew she was in his car. Come on, man. Dog, you can't expect no woman to be okay with this. You letting another woman drive your car? Bruh, it's no justifying this. I don't care how hard she beg. Man, let me explain something to you. My kids can't use my car. My daughter has come in from out of town with no car and asked me, Daddy, can I drive your car? No. Mm-hmm. Because the only woman can drive my car is my wife. You can't drive my car. Mainly because if you tear it up, you don't have the ability to replace now one of my cars. So, no, you're not driving my car. That's for starters. But you got a complete stranger. This ain't, if your sister was driving your car, that's different. Y'all live in the same house. But this ain't your sister, though. This is your sister's bestie that's begging for money, and you letting her use her car. Your car, bro, I can't help you right here. You stupid.
Where is her house?
Where her man? Something. You got to get something other than me. You need a man. You need a crib. You need a car. And you need a job. He said he has no reason to lie to me about their relationship, and he wouldn't have her in her home if there was something else going on. I still don't want her around anymore. But lady, she got to go. She got to go, and somebody got to fix this. And the only person you got pull over is your husband. He got to fix it. He loaning this chick money and letting her use the car. Man, come on, bruh. It ain't nothing I can do for you. I can't help you. There's nothing I can say to my girl. Okay. Marjorie got friends, right? Let's just say one of them come over to the house, which they come over to the house all the time. They had a tea, a little wine. They be sitting, they laugh all night long. Now, if one of them come to the side and go, Steve, let me holler at you for a minute. Can I borrow some money? Me personally, I got to go right in here to Marjorie immediately and tell this. Because what this can't do is get back.
Mm-hmm.
Steve gave Shell some money, huh? Now, hold on, here go one more. I let her drive my car.
Mm. Woo!
Man, bruh, let me tell you something. And I'm good at these lies.
Yeah, you're the best I've heard.
I ain't got one for you. Only thing I can say is if she get caught in the car, only thing I got for you, dog, she stole. That's all I can say. She stole.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter.
Only other thing I can tell you, too, about you giving her money, you didn't give her the money. The money was on the dresser. She stole that, too.
Oh,
that's
wow.
All I got for you. That's all I got for you, dog.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. We never sounded so good. You can download it today. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.